We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Prop Shop Show here on Roto Grinders. We are here for what is this? Is this the divisional round? I forget what they call it in the NFL. There's only two games left. Anyway, I'm Britt Devine here with Will Priester, Chief Justice 06, creator of the Prop Shop in the Roto Grinders Discord. Make sure to check it out for the low price of free 99. You don't even need a Roto Grinders premium membership to get access to it. Will, this is a very different week. We have two games, but 1,000 props. The sports books normally, for the full week of NFL, they wait till Wednesday or Thursday to really start putting out props. But because there's just two games, they want the action out. They put these out on Monday. So most of the lines have adjusted to what the sports books are. It's a little, I think there's some that I think are a little off, especially between different sports books and different prop sites that we'll talk to, but it's just a very different week on the Prop Shop Show than we normally have.
Yeah, listen, I'm actually pretty excited, Britt. I might have five to 10 cards in during the show as we talk through some of this. I'm sure I'll probably have some props that that I like. You'll have some props that you like. I've got some, you know, what I consider to be lock buttons for how I'm going to approach certain games, and I'm sure you will too. So I'm very, very excited about this particular show, even though it's just two games. I mean, this is incredible. I'm pretty excited about it, and I think, you know, between some of the sites, we'll see some slight differences, but all in all, we're going to be about the same across the board.
Yeah, it's because once the sports books put out the lines, all the prop sites adjust to the sports books line, right? Because they don't, you know, within usually an hour or two or three or something, some of them are a little slower. But what I want to stress for anyone watching or listening, make sure to check your favorite prop site, whether that's Prize Picks, Underdog, Monkey Knife Fight, Thrive Fantasy, Super Draft, Sports Battle, Drafters, right? I can go on and on and on because they're all going to be just be slightly different. They're all going to have a little bit different payouts. They're all going to be a little bit different in how they approach it. And they all pretty much have the lines out because, again, the sports books have them out. So make sure to check across all the sites. If you want to join any of those new sites, you can check at the top of the World of Grinders. It's under DFS Sites Reviews. You get your best bonus. You get everything. I know Chief plays a lot of No House Advantage. You got me signing up over there to get a little thing. There's just so many of these prop sites. Take advantage of the best bonuses, the best lines, the best payouts. Research it all yourself, and you'll make sure you're getting the best line on everything. So what I want to do, Chief, because there's only two games, I don't think it makes a lot of sense for us to go through 400 different prop categories that Prize Picks has out. And we're going to go through all the sites. There's lines on Underdog, Monkey Knife Fight, Thrive I want to play on for sure. Let's go game by game. We can talk about what we expect. I think it's a little easier with the first game than the second game because we're still waiting on, hey, how injured is Patrick Mahomes? I don't know if we're actually going to get a real take on that. The Chiefs are going to be really tight-lipped about that. I'm expecting him to play. I'm expecting him to be relatively okay, maybe not as much creativity and running and things like that. But let's jump into this. San Francisco at Philadelphia. Let's start from a game level. You were teasing me pre-show. Your thoughts are a little different than you think what most people are going to be on certain games. I don't know if it's this game, but top down, what's your overall thought on the 49ers going into Philadelphia?
Competitive game, tough defensive game, another tough defense for Brock Purdy to face, probably the toughest defense that Jalen Hurts has faced all season. Like, we saw the Cowboys game in like 16-9 or whatever it was. And I'm not saying that this game is going to be 16-9, but I am saying I think it's close between these teams. I think it's going to be close. And so as a result, you know, whichever team wins the turnover battle, I think wins the game, which is most games, but I don't think there's a lot of room for error on either side of the ball. And, you know, and I'm just talking generally about this game specifically. Like, I don't see a lot of production hardly in any spaces. Like, I know CD got off against Dallas, but like, he was literally the only person that really got off. Nobody else really did anything. Generally speaking, like, the running game was suspect. I think we saw Purdy last week face a Dallas defense, a real pass defense, a real pass rush. And so we saw his numbers come down again. I'm on so many unders in this game, and I hope I'm right because, man, it feels like under central. I will say, I know we'll talk about Prize Picks and stuff like that, but the numbers are a little bit higher on No House Advantage right now. Just if anybody wants to hop over there, especially the passing numbers. I know we usually start with passing. Like, Brock Purdy's at 221.5 and Hurts is at 245.5 passing. And I'm going to tell you right now, just I'm two picking that all the way there. Like,
I'm going, Chief.
Yeah, I'm two picking the unders on that. Like, I think that's too high. And I mean, we're seeing on Prize Picks right now where Purdy's 215, Hurts is at 233. I think, and I know I'm talking about all the sites, I think they're even higher than Underdog, where Underdog, Purdy's at 219 and Hurts is at 244.5. And I'm taking unders there too. So I'm not really taking the unders on Prize Picks just yet because I'm getting it higher other places. But No House Advantage is the highest right now. We're getting a couple yards bumped up. So I'm taking the unders, like, on those two for sure. And then I'll save yours because I know you've got one from this game as well. But these are, like, I think these are too high. Like, I feel like Hurts should be more around 215-ish in this game. And Purdy should probably be closer to 205. Like, that's how I feel about it. This is going to be a tough game. And so
yeah, I got a question for you. So I'm on No House Advantage right now. You can get a sign-up code if some of you guys are new to that at RotoGrinders. It's a relatively new site. If you deposit 100, you use Grinders as your code, you get an extra $100 basically to play right up front. Do you prefer, right? We're going after the higher numbers. I want to see what they have, if they have these on pass plus rush yards. So Purdy is at, I sort of like the combos in this game. You get Hurts at 298 on no house advantage for the combined rushing receiving, and you get Purdy at 232. Yeah. Do you prefer the pass yards or do you prefer the combo yards? Because I'm looking to get every little edge I can this week.
Yeah.
What do you like between those? Would you rather take the straight or the combo?
So I like them both, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm actually going to take them both. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take both passing together, both combined together, and then I'll take passing combined, Purdy passing combined, and then Hurts passing Purdy. I'm taking them all because I just – in the event something crazy happens, I just want to make sure I'm covered. But I still think they go under both. I mean, I guess since we're on Hurts and Purdy, like another one that I think is actually interesting, we've got Purdy at 19.5 completions, and that feels low. But, I mean, we've been taking the under on that. I mean, this should be a tough game. I like that one. And then Jalen Hurts, this is probably going to feel – a little bit more scary than most people, but I think I'm going to take Hurts under rushing attempts at 10. I think I'm going to do it. Like, San Francisco's been tough. I think they're going to have a game plan to try to hold him in the pocket, and so I don't think he'll have as many design calls. And so if he doesn't have as many design calls, I think that's what keeps him under. So that's my read on that. I'm going to take – that's not going to be like a lock button. I'm not calling that a lock button, but let's say I'm running 10 cards. I'll probably have it in like 4.
I've got FanDuel open. Under 9.5 is basically minus 115. So you're getting a little bit of juice taking the 10 on the under there. And it's like, you know, his last couple of games here, yeah, he's going under. This game is pretty interesting to me because this is really the 49ers basically played two good offenses all year. There's not a lot of good offenses in the NFL. They played the Dolphins when they were pretty healthy and humming along, and they handled them pretty easily. Played the Cowboys, right? The Cowboys are a good offense with Pollard hurt, and Dak has the ability to have. Like, they really, if you look at the San Francisco 49ers, they played the Rams earlier in the year when, like, I don't know, right? Like,
bad teams. Let me interject very, very quickly here. The great equalizer, though, is their defense is still really good. And that's the equalizer.
I agree, but also it's really tough trying to figure out, oh, they only played two good offenses. Because there's really no good – there's, like, what, 5 good offenses in the NFL? So right. It's just you got to play who's put in front of you. So maybe the Jalen Hurts one, my take for sure, I've bet this on DraftKings at under 68.5. On FanDuel, Miles Sanders is at 62.5. So this is rushing and receiving yards combined. I think the FanDuel line is much more in line with what I feel like the market should be. And the DraftKings, the prize pick line, Underdog has it at under 67.5, which I'm also fine taking if you like a prop on Underdog, because Chief, this is not a made up statistic. In his last 5 games, guess how many receiving yards he has? Don't look.
I'm not looking. Last 5 games.
Last 5 games combined. How many receiving yards does he have?
But I've seen most of those games. Got 2.
-7. Like, this is not a made up stat. So I like the under on the rushing yards at 58.
Good call. Right?
So,
I love it.
So if I like this, I'm going to take the added 10 yards on the receiving, rushing plus receiving.
Because you're not anticipating them to pick up. I love it, Brett. Good call.
So this is my play. Now, it's not the play. Once Zeke came out at 48.5, that was definitely my play of the week last week. A couple weeks ago, Daniel Jones over 205 was my play of the week. Like, those are ones I wagered quite a bit of dollars on. Now, this isn't that level, but this is the one I'm most confident currently right now.
My lock button is in the next game for what it's worth. I'm telling you right now. Like it's,
we don't have to go to that game yet.
I'm just saying. Mine is in the next game. But I am on a fair amount of unders.
Yeah, get your Miles Sanders. This is an under I like. I'm not usually an under better, but I sort of like Chief. I am eyeing some unders specifically in this game. I just I think it's going to be a defensive game. And I know – wait, Chief, I know there's one over. We're definitely playing in this game.
I got two at least.
I know it's Robbie Gould, right?
Yeah. Listen, so look, in defensive game – and I know people like hate field goals. They take field – but field goals have been okay for us overall in the season. Like we had a couple weeks where it felt like nothing was going. But if you've watched the field goal props down the stretch, like we've done fairly well. I'm actually taking the over on Gould and Elliott. Like I think both these teams will stall out at least three or four times here, you know, in field goal range. So Gould and Elliott, and while Elliott hasn't, you know, kicked a ton of field goals, look at what he's done against what we perceive to be better defenses. Five against the Giants, two against Dallas. San Francisco is a good defense. If they get inside, I don't see them going on fourth and four at the 15, Britt. I don't see it. I think they kick the goal. Take the points.
The Eagles will go for it. Shanahan has no problem. Robbie Gould is, let me see, I pulled this up. In the playoffs, he is 37 of 37 on extra points and 25 of 25 for field goals. He's literally perfect in his career in the playoffs. So there's excellent. And Shanahan will definitely kick the field goals because he knows his defense is good, especially early in the game. Philadelphia. I like Philadelphia in this game quite a bit. If you're on the sports books, I put it up on Scores and Odds. The Philadelphia first half is -1.5. You can take that or the money line. The Eagles always come out strong. They're a lot stronger of an offense in the first half than the 49ers, and their defense, as good as the 49ers is, the Eagles' defense is pretty close. So I like the Eagles' first half for sure. And then I just hope they can hold on because they're a really bad second half team. So I like the Eagles in this game quite a bit. I think they're, like you said, with Purdy. I think this is Purdy's test. We saw him falter a little bit last week. I think the Eagles are also there, except the Eagles, I think, are a much better offense than the
Correct.
Cardinals.
I agree the Eagles are better. And that's why I think this is going to be a heavyweight fight here because these defenses are going to come to play. I want to plug another one in, Britt. This is one that I like, and it's just because they can get there in multiple ways, and that's really why I like this prop. It's almost like an anytime touchdown, but except you get the passing, maybe throw a little wrinkle in there. Give me Christian McCaffrey over pass rusher receiving touchdowns here. I like this one just because we get all three options because we've seen them throw a wrinkle. Christian McCaffrey's throwing one, you know, about 20 yards out, and you know maybe he gets it that way. But I like this one because we've got the multifaceted option for him to go over.
Yeah, his best prop is on DraftKings. It's -120 for him to score a touchdown. You get the pass. So I have access to both sports books and prop sites. So if I was going to bet it, like, well, I guess it's kind of hard. Like I bet the Miles Sanders on DraftKings, the under 68.5, but I'm also using it as a prop, especially on like Robbie Gould I got and some other things I think might be off, you know, just as a combo play. So I'm on board with a CMC touchdown. I think he's going to be a little bit more involved in this game than he was in the last game because they were playing. They let Mitchell sort of close out the game and do those heavy runs. And maybe if the 49ers are up in this game at the end, that might happen. But again, I think the Eagles probably win this game. So they're going to need McCaffrey out there a little bit more than Mitchell. And if you get Mitchell rush yards, I don't think they're up on Prize Picks, but on Monkey Knife Fight, he's out there at 45.5, Chief, on some of these props on Monkey Knife Fight. What do you like? I'm all over. So I've played. Let me sign out from Monkey Knife Fight. Can you see the games if you sign out? Because I've bet so many of these things. I don't know if they're on my board anymore. But I just want to go through a couple of these, and he's probably out there on some. If you can get. Like this Miles Sanders, Christian McCaffrey doesn't have a prop out yet for rushing yards. Where do you think it comes out at? Because I've been waiting to see. He's at 65.5. And if you have a take on that, to get 35.5. Miles Sanders is at 59.5, and he's at 52.5 on some sports books right now. So being able to get McCaffrey right at this 3.5, like Miles Sanders clear under. Where do you think on McCaffrey? Because this looks like one of the best edges of the week if you can figure out what McCaffrey's going to do.
So what we saw last week in Dallas, not in Dallas, excuse me, but in the divisional game, I don't want to call it an anomaly because I don't think it was an anomaly. I think it was let's hold Christian McCaffrey back next week, like you said. Like, once they got the ball back, they kind of knew they had the game in hand. You get what I'm saying? Like, they weren't worrying about rushing McCaffrey at the end of the game, taking away one of their best weapons. Christian McCaffrey had 10 carries last week for 35 yards. I think that number bumps up to about 15 this week. Wouldn't you agree, Britt? I think we see 15 carries this week and probably 5 to 7. Like, that would be my read on the game, because this is going to be a much different game. So if you think Christian McCaffrey is going to pick up, you know, 15 touches, I would just say pencil him in for 4 yards to carry. That puts him at 60. And then now it's just up to, does he pop one for 20, 30, or do they bottle him up? I don't think they're going to bottle up McCaffrey the whole game. And look, they've got some good interior linemen now that they picked up, you know, a couple months ago. Sue and a couple of these guys, they picked them up to make sure that they could firm up the interior. But I think with this zone scheme that San Francisco is going to pull off on a couple of these, I think McCaffrey pops one for at least 25. If I had to go right now, I'd take over 65.5, because I don't think the Eagles are going to pull away in this game like they've done other teams. This San Francisco defense is legit. If I think on the sports books, I feel like Monkey Knife Fight is pretty close, Britt. I don't think it comes out much more or much less than 65. I think that's probably spot on, actually.
It'll be in the 60s for sure. I just don't know. But if you have a strong take, I did want to point this out, because this is the highest Miles Sanders prop out there for rushing yards. And so you take the under on that, and then if you have a take on McCaffrey, this looks like your best value bet, because you're getting 3.5x, which right now is the biggest in the industry for a 2-pick. So that looks like a really nice way to play it. Mitchell's at 45.5, Chief. This is a stone cold under for Elijah Mitchell for me in this one. I think it's more McCaffrey, less Mitchell. If you can pair him, he's on a couple different pairings. Currently on my screen, I've got Jalen Hurts up here. There were a couple other I got him with. I forgot what else I got him with, but that's one I'm certainly eyeing. I don't think he gets anywhere close to 45 rushing yards in this game.
I love that call. I'd probably actually go under on both of those. Remember, I think San Francisco is going to limit Hurts rushing this week. So I would be willing to go under on both of those. It's going to feel scary because I know Hurts could bust out for a 30-yard run, but I still think Hurts wants to protect that shoulder some. Like, we saw in the game against Dallas, like, he wasn't taking too many hits, Britt. Like, if you watch the game, he ran outside, he was trying to get out of bounds, or if he was going to take a big hit, he slid. Like, so I think he took one good hit. But I don't think he goes over here.
Why do teams even, like, we talk about rational coaching. I feel like unless I was up by double digits against 49ers, I would almost abandon the run game. Maybe not totally, but like Miles Sanders in no way, shape, or form should have, you know, 11 carries at halftime, right? Like the Cowboy, every Zeke run last week was a wasted play. It's just, I don't know. You just can't run against the 49ers. Why try? And we saw CeeDee Lamb, right? We saw DK Metcalf. Yeah. How do you beat him? You throw the ball against them. So what do you have any take on the receivers in this game? You know, this is a really nice, juicy one on Monkey Knife Fight I'm looking at. Miles Sanders, Mitchell, these are like stone cold unders for me. So if you have a take on Brown or Deebo Samuel, this looks like a really nice one. Do you have a take?
Yeah, I think you just take the over on those. I think you take the over on Brown, the over on Deebo. Mm-hmm. I think that would be the way to play it. Under, less, more, more. I want to plug this in from Hot Streak. I know we don't talk a whole lot about Hot Streak, but you got a little bit. So Hurts is at 10.5 carries on Hot Street. Now, multiplier.
What's the payout there?
Yeah, the multiplier is at 1.72. So let's say I pair that with Robbie Gould field goals as an example. You're basically getting a 2.97x payout. I'm cool with that because I like both of those props. So if you put 50 in, you're getting back 148.50. You could increase your payout. Like, for instance, I could pull in one of my favorite plays from the Bengals game, and add that to it. And let me see where I end up at, because that one's going to be give me a second.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Okay. Yeah, so let's say I added that. And let's say, and my standard unit is $100, by the way. So let's say I add in $100. I'm actually more than a Prize Picks 5X play. I'm getting 5.43X on my favorite play added to those two.
We're on the same play, Chief, for sure, because that's what I got on my screen right here, and it's 5.43.
Okay, so we might be – okay, we haven't talked about this play, guys, so me and Britt might be in sync on this.
We're definitely on it.
Yeah. All right. So that's what it is. I did want to point that out because that I think getting that extra half just in case we get the push on Hurts. I don't think we get it. I think he's somewhere around 7 or 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. But just in case, getting that extra half on to avoid the push there, I think that's fantastic on Hot Street.
I want to note too. I'm on Jalen Hurts over 20.5 completions. Because this is, if you look at his game log, pretty much any game that's close, he goes over this. So I'm definitely on this. My only worry, I hope for rational coaching. And then my only worry is that the game is just grinds to a slow halt because, you know, it's a defensive battle and there's too many three and outs. But I still like this Hurts over 20.5 completions. This is one I'm definitely on. I think it's available on almost every site. I hope they run less is why I'm on the Miles Sanders under. They throw more. At some point, Chief, these guys got to have some rational coaching. I just don't understand it, how you're this deep into the NFL season and you're trying to plow Zeke into the San Francisco defensive line. It makes
They ran him at center for the last play of the game, which is probably the best.
Remember that Colts play? What was worse?
God.
What a way for Zeke to end his Dallas career.
Man, just so bad. So
anything
bad.
Else from this first game, or do you want to move on to the Cincinnati Chiefs game?
Yeah. Let's move on to Cincinnati. I think we've done a good job covering this one.
All right. So I think the prop we're both on is Travis Kelce. Am I correct on Travis Kelce at 7?
No. Wow. I can't believe it. No, we're not. But I like Kelce, obviously. All right.
So of course Kelce is definitely the prop I'm on. In his last 7 playoff games, he has at least 95 receiving yards. Yeah. The line is 76.5, and it doesn't matter if Patrick Mahomes has 1 leg or 2 legs, 3 legs or 0 legs, because we saw Chad Henneal just come in and target him about 400 times as they drive down the field, right, 7 yards a pop.
Well, so, the thing is, too, about Kelce, if Mahomes is limited, they're going to be wanting to get it to him even more because he's going to middle the field, seams, stops, like digs. Man, it's going to be incredible. I mean, and we saw last week, which I took Kelce under 9.5 targets last week, like an idiot. And obviously,
rest in peace, your bankroll.
but I only had him in 1, but I took him under 9.5 because I figured Kansas City would spread the ball out a little bit more. And I mean, the man had like 10 catches in the first half. I think 11 or so. I said, this is crazy. And they just kept doing it. And obviously, we're going to see that again this week.
Yeah. So Kelce is the prop I'm on. For what it's worth, I am on Patrick Mahomes over passing yards at whatever the lowest I know. So like on Monkey Knife Fight, I think he was in the 270s. So I'm not, or 269. I think the Prize Picks at 264 is a little low. So Mahomes last week, once he was hurt, Chief, he would, so in EPA per play, expected points added per play as a quarterback, yeah, he was number 1 this year. Once he got hurt, he was the number 2 quarterback. If you look at it on a EPA per play. So he's still, right, the mental ability, the ability to still play. I think you're right. Maybe he's a little better, although those ankle injuries, you get like 3 or 4 days away from that, you can't move. So we're going to really have to see what happens on Sunday. But I'm just taking it, the 264, I'm on that. You pair it with Kelce. That's how I'm sort of attacking this game. So my question to you is, what Chiefs prop were you eyeing on Hot Streak for that? Because the Kelce one was exactly the same.
Well, it's not – so play of the week, this is a lock button, okay? Like – I'm probably going to nuke this one. And it's not going to feel – it might not feel great, but it's the right call. And it's – like Joe Mixon over 56.5 rushing yards. Like that – look, man, I'm just telling you. The Chiefs can't stop anyone on the ground. The only reason why Jacksonville had to abandon the run is they were just down in the game. Like we saw Jamichael Hasty popping the Chiefs for big runs. Travis Etienne popping the Chiefs for big runs. We've got Joe Mixon 56.5 on Prize Picks. I think he's pretty much the same on No House Advantage. He's pretty much the same across the board. Like, look, man, this is my lock button of the week. I think Joe Mixon is going to destroy this team. And the reason I feel that way, Brett, is the Cincinnati Bengals offense can keep up with the Chiefs. In fact, the Bengals may put pressure on the Chiefs to score in this game. So this isn't like the Jaguars where Kansas City knows they're more explosive. They can get out there, young team. No. The Bengals are for real. And so if you're telling me this is going to be a competitive game and at some point I think the Bengals are in control, give me Joe Mixon at 56.5. I also, Britt, on Prize Picks, I like his rushing attempts as well. They've got him at 14.5. I think that's too low. I think he goes for at least 17 to 18 carries in the game. Like, Britt, I love this one. I think this is this prop, man. Over rushing attempt, over 50.5 rushing yards. We've seen all kinds of running backs get going against Kansas City, but they end up abandoning the run game because they're so far behind. That's not going to happen this week with the Bengals. Joe Mixon is going to get rolling here. That's my favorite play of the week. Joe Mixon over 56.5 rushing. I think it's too low. Should have come in 68, 69.5, in my opinion.
I'm looking at all the sports books. They're basically right around there. The rushing attempts line is right at 14 and a half too. So you're not really getting any edge on the sports book. So if I like your take on it, I think I could talk myself into it. MGM DraftKings have it at 56 and a half. You can play it on the prop sites as well.
I'm not trying to take away from Cardi. We're not going to get a show this week. I'm going to the blitz. I just want to see where the blitz is right now. Just straight up.
It's too you can't trust the blitz on a Tuesday morning. I know. I've learned that.
I know, but I just wanted to see where it came in at, like pre adjustments. And so they're at 13.9 rushing attempts, 59 rushing yards on a Tuesday. I'm thinking it comes in 15, 16 and a half, probably around 65, 68, in my opinion, by the time we get to the end of the week. But either way, even if it doesn't, I think I'm right here. I'm locking Joe Mixon in.
Yeah, I can get on that with the Travis Kelce 76 and a half. I'm just gonna go. Oh, actually, I gotta make a deposit because I withdraw every week. Gotta churn those credit card rewards, Chief. Never leave money on the site. Always make extra as long as you're paying it off. Little trick of the trade. But yeah, Kelce. Doing that, or to me, it looks like on the sports books would be my best bet because they're both around minus 115. So I'll get a little bit better payout on the sports books again because I have access to those. I know a lot of you guys don't, but yeah, I think I can talk myself into Chief the mix and take you have there. I'm going to be okay with that one. The rest is just I want to mention I forgot about this one. Kittle 3.5 is like minus 130 on almost all the sports books. So this is going to change to 4 probably if it gets steamed. So I do like Kittle from the earlier game at 3.5 receptions. He's pretty much been getting there with Purdy a quarterback. I think the line should definitely be 4, not 3.5. So I wanted to go back to that one. I love Kelce.
Goddard at 4.5 is probably good too.
Yeah.
Even though I know we're not talking about it, it's probably because if they're going to be passing more, like he got 5 catches in the Giants game where they obliterated this team. He's going to have to throw this week. I don't hate that as well.
I was looking at, what do you think of Pacheco this week? Either, you know, he basically took over when Patrick Mahomes was hurt and he set them up for some big plays. He's been getting there. He's at like 11 and a half rush attempts, 57 and a half rushing and receiving. It was McKinnon last week who sort of took the back seat and didn't really do too much now for 2 games in a row. And Pacheco is sort of coming on strong. Do you think they end up leaning on him anymore? Are we getting any sort of a discount based on your expectations? I mean, 47 and a half rush yards. He's gone over this in 4 of his last 5. And if anything, if Mahomes isn't 100% to start the game, there's an in-game injury, et cetera, et cetera. I think there is a little bit of value of taking the over unless your thought of the Bengals being in control sort of takes the lead in this game.
So even if the Bengals are in control, sometimes I just have to use common sense, Britt. And I think a lot of times we look at the books, we look at all the numbers, and then we abandon like just common sense. The reality is I think 47 and a half is just too low, period. Like you get what I'm saying? Like for a guy that runs as hard as he does, he's one play away from being close. And what I'm saying is, like we saw last week even against the Jags, maybe he gets 3 yards on this carry. Maybe 2 yards on this carry. But the next carry, he may get 8 yards. The carry after that, he may get 5. The carry after that, he may get 4. You know, so if he's going to get, I would say he probably picks up, 10, 11 carries in this game at least. That would be my read on it. Like, because he's not like a 15-carry guy. So let's say 10 or 11 carries. I think that's enough for him to get 50 yards. In my estimation, based on the style of play, especially if they've got the defense on their heels a little bit, where they passed a little bit and then they kind of hand it off to him on an outside zone. Like we've seen him get around the corner and he goes from a 3-yard carry to a 12-yard carry, just like that. Yeah,
40-yard carry last week.
Right. I think 47 and a half is just a little bit too low. Like that's my read on it. And I'm just using common sense. I haven't looked at anything. I think 47 and a half is a little bit too low.
Yeah, I was leaning the over, looking at the sports books. A couple are at 47, a couple 48, a couple at 50. So if anything, it'll trend higher throughout the week. So if you were looking at this, 47 and a half on PrizePicks, Underdog has him at 48 and a half. Monkey Knife fights at 50.5, which is probably, in my opinion, where the line settles. Thrive, which you get 3.2 on a 2X, has him at 46.5 right now, which is the lowest.
The payout, but it's still higher than Prize Picks right now.
Yeah, well, it's higher and the lowest line out here. Let's find something on Thrive. Give me a 2-pick. What are your Mixon is 57 rush yards? You cool with that?
So a little bit, yeah, I still like that one. It's a little bit higher. Still like it.
I'm just scrolling through. Everything's pretty comparable from what I
was seeing. You got Purdy at 230.5 pass plus rush yards. Mm-hmm. I know that was one you liked.
Sanders is at 65. I'm gonna use your Mixon here. I'm gonna put it in the 2-pick with Mixon and Pacheco.
Yeah, I like it.
Sound good in here. Let's see here. Total pay entry amount. We'll throw that in for 20 live on the show. So on Thrive. Oh, your prop, Pacheco, has been canceled. They were watching us live, Chief.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if they were watching us. Let's see what they put it on or if they took it off the board.
What in the world?
Let's see.
It's probably gone.
Let's see. They must have. No, 57.5 rushing and receiving.
They bumped them up to 47 now, Britt. You see it?
Oh, I mean, where's the 47? I'll take it at 47 for sure.
Yeah, I still like it.
Oh. Yeah, and where'd Mixon go? Let's get him back in there. Let's see, Mixon, 56.5. So that went down right?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it's still there.
Yeah, so we'll do that. Let's see. Well, I just refreshed, so I should have everything. So I'll throw that in and remind myself to put a little bit more on that one a little bit later. But there's a Thrive play. Mixon over rushing, Pacheco over rushing. I think we were both on that one. What about the receiving game? I'm personally on Travis Kelce. It looks like the Travis Kelce offense right now. They're really not going to anybody else. Would you play the reception props? Are they out for – it's not out for Travis Kelce. What do you think they hang a reception prop? Probably 7.5? Would we – that's getting up there, and even in a playoff game. But the dude, literally, he's got over 95 yards in 7 straight playoff games. The Chiefs go to him when it's on the line. And now they don't have Tyreek Hill. They've got a banged-up Patrick Mahomes. The Bengals, if they're smart, would be double-teaming him every play. But I don't know if teams are rational enough to do that.
Well, let me say this. I do like it probably comes in at 6.5 to 7.5 this week. Jamar Chase at 7 receptions. I took it last week. It didn't work out. I'm still going to take it again, Britt, like at 7. Like, interesting game in Buffalo, which I figured Cincinnati was going to handle Buffalo, but they were just in control down the stretch. It was snowing. They didn't have a need to continue to just push it like that. This week I do think it's different. Get Jamar Chase over 7 receptions. And if his target prop comes out, I'm hoping, Britt, it comes out at 9.5, 10.5. I'm going to take the over on that as well.
Yeah, we'll have to see what that comes in. Anything else? There's not really – I think we've covered – so Robbie Gould, right, I like the 1.5 field goals over kicking points because kicking points you got – you basically have – he's going to need 2 field goals to get 6.5 kicking points.
Right.
Because if he gets 1 field goal, that's 4 touchdowns, and that ain't happening.
Right. But so, I will say this too in reverse, which we don't have that now. But earlier in the season, sometimes Prize Picks would take away the field goal prop for a guy like Younghoe Koo, but then kick 5.5. So you kind of have to play the game and find it. That's not the case this week, but I'm glad you brought that up. Just future reference. Next season, just keep everybody take that Fowler away.
And I think I don't really have any take other than Kelce on receptions. If anything, I might lean under on the rest of the Kansas City guys. It just really seems like it's the Travis Kelce offense. Again, if Cincinnati's seen, I don't know if I want to call Zach Taylor a rational coach, but maybe they are enough to try to take away Travis Kelce, or maybe Travis Kelce is just really that good. I think he is, he's clearly the best tight end in the league, and their offense, he's wide open and can handle traffic and all that sort of stuff. That's about all I got. I was looking at the receiving touchdowns. I don't know if I want to take a side on those currently right now. Just check all the sites. They're all going to be different. They're all going to adjust things throughout the week. And make sure you're getting the best payouts, getting the best props. They're all up basically right now, no matter what site you play. And have a good time. So, Chief, we spent basically as long as we normally do on a full slate of games talking two games because all the props are out. So anything else you want to add?
I think I'm good to go, man. This is a good slate. I'm glad they gave us more props to talk about this week. And we got one more big one. I'm not sure if we're going to do the Super Bowl show this week or next week or the week after.
I would imagine it's going to be the week of the Super Bowl, because then they'll have everything out for them for sure.
Yeah. And listen, folks, it's probably going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's probably going to be close to 50 categories. And I'm not kidding. It's going to be massive. What I
say, Devin, how about Chief, you and I will figure out when the show is going to be, and we'll let Devin know. How about that? Because once all the props come out, we got to get out there before they start changing.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
So the next show will be a TBD time frame. We'll figure it out. But basically, as soon as Prize Picks, Underdog, and some of these release, not just these props, but all of the other random Super Bowl props that they'll throw up, we'll try to get that show up for you as soon as possible once Chief and I have some takes on it. I want to remind you guys, if you're on YouTube, please click the like button. We would appreciate that. Helps other people find it. Make sure to check out the Prop Shop. That's Chief's community. It's literally free. Doesn't cost anything. All you need is a RotoGrinders account, not even a premium membership. You can join the Prop Shop, and we're people in there always posting, hey, this site has this guy's off by 3 points in the NBA. This guy's off by a reception in the NFL. You're pretty much always going to get instantaneous updates from the crowd on what the best lines are throughout the industry, along with some other smart takes, a great community Chiefs put together. And then again, with all the sites having all these out, up at the top of RotoGrinders, you go to the DFS site reviews, and you'll be able to get your best bonus for No House Advantage, Prize Picks, Thrive, Monkey Knife Fight, Drafters, blah, blah, blah. Any of those sites you want to try out, trying to find the best lines. If you're new to any of those, make sure to sign up through RotoGrinders. Chief, that's all I got. I'll let you get us out of here this weekend.
Yeah, man. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. For Britt, I am Chief. For Devin, producer behind the scenes. We'll see you again right before the Super Bowl.
See you, everybody.